Parliament is back in Canberra and new bills are being introduced to support Australians. This Thursday, one of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's key election promises to cut HECS debt by 20% will be tabled in the House of Representatives. If passed, the bill would wipe around $20 billion from HELP and other student loan debts. But how are students reacting to the move? Community Radio Network's reporter Noah Saccombe has the story.
The HECS debt system was introduced over 30 years ago, but the cost of education is just one financial concern on top of the usual costs of everyday needs.
Kaya from Noongar Budja. My name's Eric Haywood. I'm a Noongar man from southern Noongar country, and I'm living and studying on Wajak Noongar Budja, which is in Perth, my hometown. And I'm currently studying a PhD at the University of Western Australia. I've looked back and thought each time accommodation has been a big issue. When I first studied, I was living in a student hostel. And, you know, when you're a teenager or a person in your early 20s, that's fine. When I came back the second time, I had a young family. We were living in social housing. I wasn't working. It was very difficult to manage the cost of having to go and study and feeding the kids and all the rest of it. And now I've come back as a grandfather, empty nester, relocated from the country back to the city. Once again, the main issue is accommodation. I thought just how difficult it is, not just for our mob, Indigenous people, to find somewhere to live. It's a problem for a lot of people. But in particular, we don't have a lot of family members that own their own homes and that have spare rooms that a student might come and stay at. And this is a major barrier. In Perth at the moment, I'm in a one-bedroom flat and I'm paying $500 per week.
What is the consideration, I guess, for yourself going into this, adding to HECS debt, and what are you noticing others, if they're, you know, perhaps refraining from studying purely because of the HECS debt on top of everything else?
I guess for me, because I've had careers in teaching and law, it's not so much a barrier, but I've got colleagues. You've got this dilemma that you need to decide, okay, so if I give up the money now, at the end of this degree, do I have a career that's going to guarantee me employment that I can also afford to pay back the HECS debt? That is a lot of different calculations to make. And then you're looking in the future thinking, oh my God, how am I going to be able to afford this?
On the other side of the country, Maeve Groom is a reporter for The Wire at 2SER, a former student at the University of Technology Sydney, and she's been following the HECS debt changes over recent months.
Well, I guess I'm a recent graduate and I do have a HECS debt and I see how it impacts a lot of students. I think it's an important issue to cover because, like, as a young person, it is one of the main debts that we do have to worry about. And especially it's important to me because it's especially prevalent for, like, arts degrees, media degrees, not the stereotypical, you know, medicine, law that are kind of the main societal driven degrees. So I think the fact that we have a debt and it is harder for us to pay because of the comparative lower salaries is, yeah, that's why I'm passionate about it.
Have you seen people of your peers who have actually gone into degrees that perhaps they're not actually that thrilled about, but purely because it's a better financial decision?
I've known people who I went to school with and others that tend to gear towards the more practical degrees that would ensure that they're always in going and would ensure a job in the future.
In your role as a reporter, what have you been hearing when you're talking to academics and experts about, you know, these changes to HECS debts and just the whole system?
What most people are worried about is the indexation of it all. Obviously, the arts degrees, I think under that, I was talking about this yesterday, under the Job Ready Graduate Scheme, they went up and certain degrees in arts and humanities went up. I think people were aware of that, but the concern more comes from the indexation and what's being added on. So you're kind of stuck in trying to pay it off for the rest of your life, almost on a comparatively lower salary, I'd say, compared to other industries. So I'm hearing a lot of people are disincentivized to study what they want because of the fact that they're hearing about these debts and how they're going to pay it off in an industry that's oversaturated and they can't necessarily keep up with their debt.
That was journalist Maeve Groom speaking with Community Radio Network's Noah Saccombe. To find out more about the story, check out From Pillar to Post, wherever you get your podcasts.